This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
This is Jason Blair, filling in for Everett Jolly. Today, we have a very special guest. His name is Leslie Chow. He is the CFO for Tacond Art Company, which trades under the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TKAT. Leslie, thank you and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me today and the opportunity to share what our company has to offer.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you on. Leslie, when I look at your website and other information about your company, two things are obvious. One is that Tacond is not at a traditional art dealer or auction house. And second, you're stimulating considerable interest and activity in the fine arts market in China. Please tell us how Tacond got started and what's it doing to make art investment more accessible and profitable to the smaller art investors in China.
Sure. Tacond was started because our founders saw the deficiency in the art market. As we all know, the Chinese economy has been booming in the past decade. GDP was growing at an impressive rate. What came along with it was the tremendous growth of wealth and spending power of the Chinese people. Mm-hmm. While we see Chinese are traveling abroad, buying luxury products, acquiring assets and real properties around the world, we do not see the similar trend happening in the art investment world. Our founders believe that it was mainly due to three reasons: capital barrier, authenticity, and liquidity. Therefore, they came up with an innovative share ownership model that allows people to acquire and sell partial ownership of an artwork, or even several artworks at the same time. This model provides a solution to the three issues. For capital barrier, instead of buying the whole piece of artwork, which may sometimes cost a fortune in the fine art investment market, mm-hmm. our investors can acquire partial ownership, right? And therefore significantly reduce the amount of money that is needed to participate in this investment class. This allows average investor with modest financial resources to participate in investment in fine art. And in terms of authenticity, I mean, people are afraid of buying fake products. And with the stringent listing process that we have in place, our investors can rest assured that the artwork listed on a platform are genuine and authentic. For example, if an artwork is created by a living artist, he or she will attest himself or herself. In regards to liquidity, through our platform, if an investor acquires partial ownership, the investor can sell the units in the same day. Liquidity is always one of the major issues in the fine art investing world.
Of course,
to know that you are able to resell the investment in a short period of time makes it a much more attractive investment to you, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, in other words, rather than needing to produce the many thousands or even millions of dollars a fine artwork may cost, a trader on our platform can merely purchase a part of this piece or spread her or his risk over several pieces and sell this ownership with excellent liquidity at any time. Plus, our traders will know for certain that the work of art they are invested in has not only been authenticated by the artist, but also is fully insured and safely stored. Since our listing of the first product, the 100, we call it, on our trading platform towards the end of 2013, we have now added 109 additional artworks, including paintings, calligraphies, precious gems, jewelry, and amber. We had added 5 portfolios in 2014, 43 in 2015, and in the first 5 months of 2016, we already have 61 listings. Thus far this year, we have seen high demand for almost all of the artwork listed on our platform, sending the value of a portfolio up to a record level. To give you a perspective of the artworks that are listed on our platform, our first listing, the 100 that I was just talking about, is mm-hmm. a collection of 100 iconic works of Chinese calligraphies and paintings by artists who have doctorate degrees in art. We think that it is a milestone in Chinese art history, showing the development of Chinese calligraphy and paintings through the 20th century.
That's remarkable. Also, taking a look here, you have, It's been remarkable that you guys have achieved both operational and financial success. You're delivering very impressive numbers. In fact, it looks like you even tripled your revenue from 2014 into 2015. Could you comment on the acceleration of the trading activity and TACON's recent financial results on what specific factors have contributed to your success?
Yes. As mentioned in the last question, we listed the first artwork towards the end of 2013. With only 17 trading days in 2013, the dollar transaction volume was $16.6 million, the trading volume. Yeah. But, you know, in the first full trading year of 2014, the dollar transaction volume jumped to $730 million. Then the growth further accelerated in 2015, with the transaction volume increased by 219% to $2.3 billion. That is the total dollar transaction volume that was being traded on our platform for the whole 2015. In this first 5 months of 2016, we have even quadrupled the dollar transaction volume on our platform compared to the same period last year. Our net income in financial year 2014 was $1.37 million. Last year, as our trading platform gained traction, we increased our net income by almost 300%, as you mentioned, 297 to be exact, to $5.4 million, and raised our revenue to $11.3 million. An increase of 140% compared to 2014. And for our most recent reported quarter, we triple our revenue and double our net income compared to Q1 2015. We are very proud of our tremendous growth in our short, but I think exciting history. More importantly, we believe this is a strong and compelling evidence that our business model actually works very well. Even amidst the downturn in China's economy and China's bought out market, which according to Ars Economics, it actually fell 23% in 2015 for various reasons. I think you guys have heard about, the anti-corruption and, the economy has been cooling down a bit, all these reasons, right? And we are also seeing a similar dip for the first half of the year of 2016 as well. But as you heard what I just mentioned about our trading activities and our financial performance, this is not affecting us at all. And we believe our success has been boiled down to a few factors. I think our share ownership model is bringing together fine art investors and artists with, many more investors who can now invest in their works with a much smaller entry fee. While the customer base of traditional art dealers, auction house, galleries, comprise mainly high net worth individuals, our focus is on the previously untapped middle class market in China. A huge sector of the Chinese populations with collective buying powers in the trillions of dollars, and which has been growing rapidly over the past decades. Put it another way, our share ownership model is allowing these individuals, even those with modest income, again, to make an investment in expensive art, which they could not easily do before. Now they only need a small sum of money to invest in an asset class that previously required much more than they could afford. I think it's also down to a proper selection of the artworks that are being listed on our platform as well. With the subsequent price appreciation, it actually stimulates a great excitement among traders on our platform. Last but not least, we have been investing a lot of resources in marketing efforts. We host marketing events throughout China and offer incentive programs on our platform to attract people registering on our platform. Educate and train existing traders about the platform to increase the level of involvement, resulting in more trades executed per trader. So through all these efforts, we have grown our user base to tens of thousands of people, and we are expecting to triple those numbers in the next 6 to 9 months.
Wow, that is going to be impressive work in such a short amount of time. My guest today is Leslie Cho. He is the CFO for Tech and Art Company. They are trading under the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TKAT. Leslie, I know we're running a little bit shorter on time here, but what I wanted to touch up on here is, what is the company doing to protect its brand and maintaining market leadership? Because it looks like you haven't attracted significant competition, or at least not yet that I could see. What factors specifically will help fuel TACON's future growth?
Yeah, we have begun to see some smaller competitors getting into this market in China, in Hong Kong. Not surprising, right? Most of them listing other kinds of products in addition to artworks. However, we have a big head start on three levels, actually. One is the advanced technology of our electronic trading platform. Two, the large number of individuals who are receptive to our investment model and already using the platform. And that number continues to expand rapidly. And number three, I believe is the most important thing, is the credibility of our platform. This credibility is not something that can be replicated overnight. It doesn't happen magically. It takes time to develop the trust and confidence of our customers. They need to feel comfortable about putting their hard-earned money onto such a platform and knowing that it's safe. This is one of the main reasons we chose to list Taikong as a public company in the U.S. While many companies find it burdensome to comply with rules and regulations and, you know, filing requirements that come with being public, we actually love it. We want our financial to be audited by a reputable accounting firm, which in our case is Marcom BNP, the fourth largest auditor for Chinese company listed in the U.S.
Very good.
Yep, we want our registration statement to be reviewed and accepted by the SEC, which we have done recently. And we want to adhere to the most stringent internal control system and corporate governance standards. That being said, even though we are having a head start on this new business model and things are looking good at the moment, we are not, you know, resting on our laurels. We continue to spend a lot of our resources, as I said, to develop new functionality of our trading platform in order to improve the user experience. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, making it more convenient for users to trade. We have also introduced performance index and liquidity rankings to assist traders in evaluating the growing number of products on our platform. There's still a huge untapped market out there, which is, as mentioned, is the middle class in China. And according to the recent statistic released by Brookings Institute, China is now second only to the U.S. in terms of the size of its middle class, with 157 million consumers. By 2030, it is estimated that this middle class will comprise over 70% of China's population, and
wow,
will consume nearly $10 trillion in goods and services. Again, This market that Taikong is stepping into is a totally separate domain from the targeted traditional art investor profile. We are committed to continue the investment into technology, marketing for new users, and increase the credibility of our platform. We are also looking to expand into other markets around the world and introducing new services to forge a platform that is a quote-unquote go-to place for art enthusiasts, and also for investors and collectors.
That's awesome. It sounds like you guys definitely have your ducks in a row, and you guys are only, you're poising yourself to be, you know, to continue to be a leader in your industry.
That's the plan.
Definitely. My guest today is Leslie Cho. He is the CFO for Tacond Art Company. They're trading under the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TKAT. Leslie, for our listeners, do you guys have a website where they can read up on more information about your company?
Yes. Our website is taikongart.com. It's TAKUNGART.com.
Very good, very good. Leslie, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show today. We hope to check back with you here in the near future to see how well you guys have been doing through the fiscal year, and hope that your return will be a profitable one.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be on this podcast, and I'm excited to continue to provide updates to investors.